Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to today's edition of All About Entrepreneurs, and a special welcome back to our vacationing co-host.
good morning, I am back.
Ours, I like to say, back bigger and better.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And probably bigger because I ate a lot on that cruise.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you got to get those morning workouts in.
Oh, you know it, you know it. I have to detox from eating so much, you know?
That is fabulous. Well, we are glad you're back. Welcome back. You're getting ready for the brand new semester for many of us around the country. Some places school has already started, but this is the day right here in the East Coast. Here in the Northeast, this is the day. Well, the students, a lot of students don't go back yet, but a lot of, unless you're in college, of course. So we have an exciting topic for you today. Professor presents for us. On Tuesday, I stood in the gap last Tuesday. See how this goes.
I know you did a great job. You know, I missed not being on the radio.
Hey, listen. You know, you miss it, actually, when you're not there. But, I'll see how it goes. I teach on Tuesday morning, so we'll see what happens. They don't go back today, so I don't have class this Tuesday, but we'll see what goes down, see how we roll with it. But, you know, I started the show off this morning. I've been doing a little playing some motivational, uplifting type music. I just love that Beyonce put My Love on top. And like I said, as people, we got to feel like we're on top of the world in the morning. You know, when you get up, you got to start out. You got to start your day with the right mindset.
Right, right. And it's so funny because when you started your show this morning, I was waiting for Ain't No Stopping Us Now by McFadden and Whitehead, and you put on Beyonce, Love on Top. I said, okay, I can go with that as well. Again, it's really great because, again, you're always doing something new. You know, you're always growing and sharing different things, which is beautiful. And I think really that's what education is about. So I agree with you. I mean, it's a new day, a new opportunity, really.
Hey, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. So, yes, definitely, definitely a new day. And we welcome each and every one of you to the show today. Thank you for tuning in. Another day. Good morning to Celeste in Newark. Paul's been tuning in over there in Japan. He called in on Monday. We heard from him. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Terry, as we discussed today, talking about this good advice. That good advice is still good.
Oh, no, no. But again, it never grows old. You know, it's so funny. We've been, for the past couple of weeks before I went on vacation, we were talking about Napoleon Hill's book, you know, Think and Grow Rich, was written during the Depression around the 1930s. And the book that we're discussing today was written in the year 2000. And, you know, that was 13 years ago. But still, I mean, my philosophy, my thought about books is the fact that if this is the first time that you read this particular book, although it's been published another time, it's still a first for you. It's something new for you. And Lisa, you really started the morning off very well, talking about how this is a new time for so many students. I mean, they're starting school after hopefully a nice summer, a worthwhile summer, a productive summer, and now we're getting ready to go into the fall. And I think in the fall analysis, it's really about choice. It's what you choose. I mean, you can choose to be happy or you can choose to be sad. You can choose to be positive or you can choose to be negative. It's really your call. And I think this goes to our subject today, which is a book entitled Attitude is Everything. Attitude is Everything, 10 Life-Changing Steps to Turning Attitude into Action. And this is by a motivational coach and teacher, author, and his name is Keith Harrell, and he is from Atlanta, Georgia. And with this particular book, I really found it very, very inspiring because although this can be considered a self-help book, maybe even a business book, it is Bible-based, which means that the person who wrote this book is identifies himself as a Christian. And I do believe that if you are going into business, and I encourage everyone to really go into some kind of business of their choosing, because, again, with this economy, you really have to be in a position to control what you receive so you can go on nice vacations with your family so that you can do the things that you really want to do and live the way that you really want to live. But this takes planning, and these books that I present to our readers and really present to myself are books to help me to reach that particular goal. So the book is entitled Attitude is Everything, 10 Life-Changing Steps to Turning Attitude into Action by Keith Harrell. And what I like to do with these books is I like to really go to the end of the book and then sort of go back. And then in the book, this is, book is 215 pages, and I want to read from page 214 into page 215 because I think this gives us an idea about what Mr. Harrell was thinking about when he wrote this very, very excellent book. And he says here, and I quote, "My goal for writing this book was to make a difference in your life so that you in turn will make a difference in the life of someone else, thus making a mark that cannot be erased. I believe you have greatness within you. Now it's time to let the rest of the world know. If you continually practice the steps outlined in the book, you'll notice positive change in yourself and in the way people perceive you. Each day you have the choice to decide what type of day you're going to have.
I can't hear you right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm speaking a little loud. As you go about the business of being a positive force in your own life and the lives of others, I ask that you take the time to let me know how you've been able to incorporate the 10 life-changing steps into a plan of action. And he gives us information. And he goes on to say that God has given us all special gifts, but they are not for us alone. Our gifts are meant to bless the lives of others, and that's what making a mark is all about. Remember, your attitude is your most precious, priceless possession. I wish you a super fantastic journey in discovering the power and spirit that lives within you. Attitude is everything. And he ends with a quote from Proverbs 4:7, which reads, "In all that you get understanding. In all that you get understanding." So we can talk a lot about different things, but if we don't understand what we're talking about, it's going to be a problem. Can you hear me now, Lisa?
Can, yes, we can hear you now, yes.
Okay, good, good. Okay, so now I want to go into the 10 steps, and I won't be able to discuss all of them in any great depth, but I just want to go through the 10 steps and then come back and maybe touch on maybe two or three. But again, in any journey, we really have to count our steps. We have to measure our steps because these are the things that lead us to the success that we're looking for. So again, the book is Attitude is Everything, 10 Life-Changing Steps to Turning Attitude into Action. I think the key word here is action. There's a lot of things that we know that we should do, we don't do because we don't take that next step, which is the action step. And so again, these are the 10 steps that he talks about in his book. Step one, understand the power of attitude. Number two, choose to take charge of your life. Step three, identify through self-awareness the attitude that holds you back or propel you forward. Step four, reframe your bad attitude. Step five, find your purpose and passion. Step six, be proactive. Step seven, discover how to motivate yourself. Step eight, build supportive relationships. Step nine, see change as opportunity. Step 10, leave a lasting legacy. And I just want to repeat these again because they're just so important. Step one, understand the power of attitude. Step two, choose to take charge of your life. Step three, identify through self-awareness the attitudes that hold you back or propel you forward. Step four, reframe your bad attitude. Step five, find your purpose and passion. Step six, be proactive. Step seven, discover how to motivate yourself. Step eight, build supportive relationships. Step nine, see change as an opportunity. Step 10, leave a lasting legacy. And then he goes on to say, if you want a positive attitude, you're going to need to be committed to work at it. This book is a guide toward developing a positive attitude that will work for you. I will provide you with information and the plan. It's up to you to provide the effort and discipline with the plan into action. It will take some work on your part, but I promise you will get a wonderful return for your investment. Although the process I've mapped out is not always easy, I have broken into small bites of information and small action steps to make your goal easier to reach. I suggest a little adjustments that can change your thinking in a big way. By changing your thinking, you can change your beliefs. By changing your beliefs, you can change your actions and your life. Remember, this is an investment in you. The light is green, so go. I wish you a super fantastic journey as you discover the power of your attitude. And so again, I always say that your attitude determines your altitude. What I mean by that is that your attitude determines how far you will go and rise in life. And Keith says here in his book here,
okay,
says here
it went in and out a little bit, so we didn't hear the.
I was just saying that I believe that your attitude determines your altitude. In the book here, Keith says that your attitude today determines your success tomorrow. Your attitude today determines your success tomorrow. And I think that is so important. But I think maybe the biggest thing here is to really become more self-aware. And this is step three. He says, identify through self-awareness the attitudes that hold you back. Or to tell you four, he says here, by practicing self-awareness, you will learn the three types of bad attitudes. You will discover how to assess your present-day attitude by identifying the things that may be holding you back and to find the attitude needed to propel you forward. You will always look at the underlying causes of bad attitude and discover how to shift turning points into learning points by taking an attitude assessment. And so, again, we have to understand that whatever we do is really up to us, and that really takes on a really serious attitude of self-awareness. And he says here, we identify through self-awareness attitudes that hold you back or propel you forward. And many of us realize that, you know, again, we are drawn to people who have positive attitudes, and we're so repelled with those who had negative attitudes. And so the thing is to develop the attitude of awareness that will really help us to really develop the positive awareness. And he says here, and I quote, he says here, self-awareness is the first step to becoming aware of your emotions and attitudes. Focus on transforming your turning points into learning points. What attitude and values are you carrying? The root cause of bad attitudes are low self-esteem, stress, fear, resentment, anger, and the ability to handle change. Only the limits of our mindset can determine the boundaries of our future. So again, it is up to us to really develop self-awareness. And he goes on to help us understand that most of it is going to take self-discipline. A lot of it is going to take motivation. And he says here, we have to discover how to motivate ourselves, because many times when we're on a particular journey, we don't have a lot of companionship, especially if it's a journey of self-awareness. This is something that we have to do for ourselves. And so this journey of self-awareness is going to necessitate that we develop an attitude that we can motivate ourselves. You know, we have to understand that, you know, a lot of times there's not going to be someone to help us to do that. And what he suggests that we do is develop affirmations. And affirmations are those things that we tell ourselves to motivate ourselves. And he suggests some things. You know, sometimes the internal dialogue that we have is negative. We say things like, I just know it won't work. I hate my job and the people I work with. I'm not artistic. I'm too old to do anything else in life. These things are things that really hold us back. You know, things like Mondays are not good days for me. So we need to turn this around, and we need to develop our enthusiasm, because he says here enthusiasm is a vital tool for staying motivated. And he goes on to say this about enthusiasm.
Okay, the last thing we heard was enthusiasm.
Oh, enthusiasm. Because enthusiasm, again, is a vital tool for staying motivated. It says here, enthusiasm gives you the power to get up early when you are not a morning person. Enthusiasm keeps you working on a project instead of quitting. Enthusiasm gives you the courage to take the risks needed for success. Enthusiasm fuels motivation to make things happen. Enthusiasm brings your personality. Enthusiasm combats fear and worry. Enthusiasm distinguishes a champion team from an average team. Enthusiasm is the fire in the belly that says, don't wait. Enthusiasm is the burning desire that communicates commitment, determination, and spirit. It shows everyone else that you are sold on what you are doing and that you are seriously motivated. Enthusiasm, last four words stand for, I am seriously motivated. Enthusiasm and a positive attitude are the winning ingredients for success. And again, you know, these are things that will propel you forward in your journey to be positive, to develop that positive attitude. And he says here, we have to really count our blessings daily and give thanks. Get proper rest and exercise and start eating more healthily. Do not let petty office or school politics have power over your personal and professional success. Monitor what you hear, what you read, and what you say. And he says here, don't forget, the best coach with the strongest power over your performance is the coach that lives within you. So again, it's really about what we do with ourselves to develop our attitude. And the last point that I want to make is really, you know, of the 10 steps, they're all important. I mean, each step is really, really important. But as always, in all journeys, sometimes the last step, and that's step number 10, is leaving a lasting legacy. As we get older, we think about what we want to leave behind. And I think that really what we build in our life is what we are going to leave behind to our family and our friends and our colleagues. And I like this last chapter where he talks about the 10th step. And the 10th step is something that really is really important, you know, because, again, a lot of times when we embark on a journey, sometimes it's hard to see what the end will be. But if we have the end in sight, we move toward it. Really, what I'm talking about is really sort of keeping our eyes on the prize. And he says here, in this final step, you'll uncover the power of turning attitude into action by discovering the importance and self-fulfilling reward of making a difference in the life of someone else. And so, again, I guess what he's saying here is that what we do for others is sometimes more important than what we do for ourselves. You know, we are, especially as teachers, mm-hmm. you and I, Lisa, are role models for our students. And sometimes it's not so much what we say, is how we handle ourselves and how we do the things that we need to do. And he speaks here in this chapter, the attitude of service. He says here, the Marion Wright Elderman, a Yale Law School graduate and civil rights activist who founded the Children's Defense Fund, said, "Doing good for others is just the rent you pay for living on this earth." She says here, she's talking about taking on an attitude of service and turning the attitude into action by serving others, no matter who you are, where you are, or what you do. We'll have time to serve if we make time. We should all make time as long as we have time. She says here, you know, again, it's all about, you know, extending ourselves to give to our fellow man, because I really do believe that to give is to get. The more you give, the more you get. So we have these steps, these 10 steps, and I'll repeat these steps here. Number one is understand the power of attitude. Number two, take control of your life. Number three, practice self-awareness. Number four, reframe your bad attitude. Number five, find your purpose and passion. Number six, be proactive. Number seven, discover how to motivate yourself. Number eight, build supportive relationships. Number nine, see change as an opportunity. And number 10, leave a lasting legacy. And the book that I've been talking about is Attitude is Everything. 10 life-changing steps to turning attitude into action by life coach and author Keith Harrell. Again, a very positive book, very life-changing book. And again, you know, I believe that at this particular point in our lives, we have to really go for those things that are going to help us to be better persons. Because again, the final analysis, it is your choice. Now, you choose the attitude that you're going to promote. And I tell you, I know for myself that, you know, we really have to be about being in the company of people who motivate us. And he talks in his book here about Nelson Mandela. We know the fact that Nelson Mandela was in prison for a very, very long time. But he quotes Mandela in saying that on page 140, he says, Mandela said here, and I quote here, Mandela says, "I thought continually of the day when I would walk free. Over and over, I fantasized about what I would like to do." So again, being imprisoned in a cell, but not being imprisoned in the mind. And so again, thinking about going out and being that kind of person that you want to be. And the last quote from Keith Harrell is, "Don't forget, the best coach with the strongest power over your performance is the coach that lives within you." So we have to be our own coach, and we have to really live our life to the fullest. And I think attitude is key. Again, I repeat, attitude determines your altitude. And as Keith Carell says, attitude is everything. And so on that point, I think we should really reflect on that.
As Keith Carell says.
attitude is everything. He says here, don't forget, the best coach with the strongest power over your performance is the coach that lives within you. So again, I always believe that what we have inside is what we project outward. And so again, if we want to project something positive outward, we have to build something positive inside. And again, I think it's, again, it's another great book in terms of just telling us, helping us to live the best life now. Because I think every day has to count for something, because we're not guaranteed tomorrow, and the past is definitely that is the past.
Right. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing this book, Attitude is Everything, and giving us those 10 steps. If you just tuned in to the broadcast, you are listening to Professor Terry Benjamin talk about, and we definitely appreciate you and welcome you to the show. But Professor Terry Benjamin was talking about one of the books. This book is entitled Attitude is Everything, Going from Good to Great. And we know, as Terry was sharing, that we, in the world that we are living in, is so uncertain. Listen, if we ever needed a time to understand the power of our attitudes and that we can take control of how we react to things, I would think it would be now, with what we're seeing going on every single day on every news media that there is, from social media networks to conventional media type tools. We know that this is a good time. And I love how you had said, even in the write-up, that good advice never grows old. It never grows old. And so,
yeah, I think that's why we're still reading the Bible, because that's some good advice written many, many, many years ago.
Does it go away? And I think that we've been talking around these types of topics over the past few weeks or so. Even off of this show, we've been talking about it in terms of how well did, you know, each parent continue teaching the children some of the more useful and life-sustaining principles that, you know, some of the, like my parents taught us. And things like, I was just wondering the other day, do parents actually tell their children, don't kill anybody? You know, I remember that sentence was spoken by my mother on a regular basis. And we didn't even have guns like this back then.
Yes, yes.
But,
well, again, I think the parents are the first teachers, so definitely they have a great impact.
Well, she knew to instill into our hearts. See, and I'm just wondering, do these parents know today that you are to be instilling things, well, not so much today, but this is, well, going back at least a good 15 years, because a lot of these children that we're hearing about who are doing some of this killing, these kids are sometimes as young as 10, but certainly in their teens and their early 20s and what have you. I'm not just talking about every murder, but I'm talking about a lot of the ones that we hear that we really just shake our heads. We're shaking our heads on this. We can't get, you know, were they sat down and somebody actually tell them, do not kill anyone ever, that there's never a reason for that. And, you know, because when you have things instilled in your heart, even the Bible says, write this on your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true.
What's being written on the child's heart? And I believe that, you know, and when I think God gives us these children, that we have them at a prime time between 0 and age 5.
Right. I agree with you.
That's the time to really be writing. And so, again, not just make your bed, eat your peas, but those kinds of things like don't kill, don't steal, don't lie, don't cheat. Those things, that's a whole other show and a whole other.
No, but you're absolutely right, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, again, I think it goes to your spirit, you know. Is it positive or negative? And he says in the book, it says here, remember that your real wealth is measured not by what you have, nor by where you are, but by the spirit that lives within you. And in this world, this is a very negative spirit in so many levels, you know, because we have so many things we have to deal with. But you know what? But again, it's no excuse for, you know, for the killing and whatnot, because you know what, again, I think it comes back to attitude, you know, and I think that you truly choose your attitude.
Yes, I believe that as well. I believe you absolutely choose it. But, you know, I just can't help but hear my mother's words. Don't kill.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, at the day, I'm still doing things, just like we're saying, oh, the good advice never grows old. I'm still doing things based on stuff that she told me 40 years ago, 45 years.
Well, you know, what the Bible says, you know, raise up a child in the way that he should go, and she should go, and they never leave that, you know.
So, anyway, I just thought I would throw that out there. So, I think we need to definitely get to these young people and instill in them some things that will make not only their lives better, but if we make their lives better, I guess we never realize that by making their lives better, it makes my life better.
Well, there's no doubt about it, because we all live in the same world.
World.
Yes.
Yeah, we're in the same world. So for me to mess you up only messes me up, and I guess I don't know. I don't know where that concept got lost at.
Yeah. Well, again, I think we a lot of times we don't really expose ourselves to the right material, the right attitudes. And that's why it's so important, like I said before, to be around positive people, because I know I like to be around positive people because they really, you know, help me, and I like to be a positive person so I can help other people, you know. So, again, I think it's what we take into ourselves, and I mean through reading, through viewing, et cetera. I mean, these things make a difference. I really do believe that they do.
I do, too. I believe they do. That's one of the reasons we have this broadcast every morning, Monday through Friday, so that we can be a positive voice for entrepreneurs, a positive voice for leaders, a positive voice for employees, a positive voice for, because, you know, we believe, and I had been kind of taught that, the entrepreneur, this broadcast is really about. Also, yes, we want to help the entrepreneur, give them instructions on how they can start their business, grow their businesses, expand their brands, and what have you. But it's also about expanding the concept of entrepreneurship beyond someone who starts a business. I mean, literally, if you're in your community and you start a simple program to hand out information to young kids to help them, or any other group in your community, that's entrepreneur. That's entrepreneurial right there. So, you know, we're expanded. It's really eventually going to be a very expanded view of entrepreneurship. And we know that entrepreneurs create change for individuals. They create change for themselves. They, you know, we understand entrepreneurship in terms of, we hear think, okay, somebody started a company. But at that same time, when you start a company, already the ripple effect begins for life changing. You know, you start a company, you got products and services, you know, somebody has to supply those products and services. So that could possibly be another person's company. Then you get so big where you have to hire people.
Right. Now, I like what you said about service. Yeah, because I think what happened, I mean, because, you know, people have to understand that you're not in business just to make money. You're in business to provide a service, and you provide a service at a reasonable cost, and people can buy into that. But I think that, you know, what I get from what you're saying is that, you know, I think to be an entrepreneur is to really to look inside ourselves and bring out the best that we have and offer that to our clients, our customers, or whatever you want to call them. I think as a teacher, we develop ourselves, and we offer a service to our students. And the service is, and my philosophy is that I try to help my students be better people, you know, and they become better people by becoming better writers, better speakers, better thinkers. And I think this is going to help them in the long run, because I look for the long view. I'm not really about the quick fix, because that doesn't last. I'm looking for lifelong learning and lifelong understanding and lifelong wisdom. And I think that that takes some time, but it's really more than worth the effort to get students to really become independent thinkers, because that's my goal, that they don't just take everything I say as gospel, that they really do their own research to come to their own conclusions, because, again, I want them to have their own personal education that they can share with others, because when you get it, that is one of the things my mother said, that when you get your education, no one can ever take it from you. And my whole thing is that we get education so we can share with others so that they can be better. You know, but I think it's all about service. It's all about being here to help each other, you know, develop a positive attitude about our life.
Awesome attitude. Well, you know what he said, attitude is everything. And so I do want to give those on the phone line an opportunity, if they want to ask a comment or make a comment in on this topic this morning, attitude is everything, talking about how someone is going from good to great. Want to talk about the fact that good advice never grows old, any of those topics that you want to weigh in on, even if you want to weigh in on what parents tell their children.
Yeah.
Raise your number, hit your number one key, and that will indicate to me that you would like to join this conversation and discussion. This morning, we have Professor Terry Benjamin back with us. With us each and every Tuesday morning. So this is a good time. If you have any comments or questions, he's also a writer, an author, a screenwriter, a playwriter. In other words, you heard of Tyler Perry, yes? He is the Tyler Perry of New Jersey. So put it like this.
Thank you for that.
Just, you know, people understand it, especially when they think of basketball players like a LeBron James and Magic Johnsons of the world. Even though those individuals went on and made it to the NBA, I mean, almost, you know, every young kid, a lot of them were just as good, and a lot of them aspired to do that, but just did not do it for whatever reasons.
Right.
So,
right.
Words, and people understand that very easily, and they go and support their children, basketball, whatever, whatever. But what I'm saying is, the Tyler Perry types and the Spike Lee types of people and Fishburne, can't think of his name right now, the other guy that did a lot of those movies. But so, yes, they might make it on down to Hollywood or wherever, and this and that. But we have those same people, what I'm saying, that same kind of talent right here locally.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Saying is that, yes, so Terry Benjamin is the Tyler Perry of New Jersey.
Yeah. and it's funny you say that, because I do have a lot of respect for Tyler Perry and Spike Lee and all those filmmakers who really, I mean, especially in the case of Tyler Perry, I mean, you know, at one time being homeless, at one time, you know, investing money in a play that didn't make any money and losing money. But the thing, I guess, really, what I see in all these people is the fact that they just never give up, that they keep on doing what they want to do and until it's done. I think a lot of times, many of us, we just give up too easily. We give up too soon. And sometimes, you know, like I said, with this book, there's 10 steps. I mean, you know, you want to be successful, but you only do 5 to 10 steps. I mean, what would happen if you went through all 10 steps?
Yep, we lost that last sentence. But,
yeah, I'm sorry. I was saying that, you know, it's 10 steps, you know. Think about what you would achieve if you went through all 10 steps. Now, you just did like 4 or 5 steps. That's good, but that's not completing the whole journey. And I think, again, you know, life is a journey, and we want to make sure that we live our life to our fullest. So we want to go through the full journey and really live life to the extent that we can, and not be afraid. As a matter of fact, in the newspaper, this woman, Diana Nyad, you know, she is 64 years old, and she swam from Florida to Cuba. Now, she attempted this thing 5 times previously, and this time she succeeded. It was a tough journey, but she didn't give up. And so at 64 years old, she's a long-distance swimmer who became the first person to swim across the Florida Strait from Cuba.
Wow.
Without a shark cage, you know. So, again, this was her fifth attempt at this particular feat, but she finally made it. So now if she would have given up on the second or the third or the fourth, she would never have reached this this particular plateau. So, again, the good thing is to be positive and really never give up. And, again, attitude is everything. You can't control many things, but you can control your attitude. And so I think we should really keep that in mind.
Wow. Awesome. That's awesome. Well, wow. Well, I guess you noticed we, and then to you back, that's something else, really. Just, wow, she swam without a shark cage. That's
That's
amazing.
That's scary.
Incredible things. And, again, you know, we just empower you and motivate you and encourage you to take the action that you need in order to achieve your goals and your dreams. I like when you were talking about that self-empowerment, that self-help, that doing, you know, taking charge of your future each and every day, realizing that it's not just that, you know, we're telling you to go out there and take charge of your future, but we're telling you that you have the power to do so.
You do.
You have the ability to do it as much as anyone else does. Harry, one or that one, it doesn't matter. Whoever you are, the woman who swam, who made history, you have the power to do exactly what you want to do. All you got to do is change your attitude.
That's the key, because, again, the attitude is everything.
I believe that. I know we used to hear that all the time. Attitude determines altitude. I start hearing that actually when I was probably about 23, when I went into the military. That's when I really learned about the power of attitude. I didn't hear much about attitude before then, but then when I think about it, I mean, I used to hear, okay, you didn't hear like a lot, you know, this person has a bad attitude type thing.
Right.
Maybe in the schools I went to, they didn't really use it. But in the military, they talked about attitude in the sense that they just taught you that you better have the attitude we want you to have.
or else.
they were going to show you how your attitude is going to altitude. To tell you, they said, we can show you better than we can tell you.
That's right.
Mess
and again, you might need an attitude adjustment if it's not right.
Exactly. But we're going to show you how high you're going to go with that little attitude. What I remember them teaching you about attitude was that your attitude had to be, they seem to pretty much want us to have a teamwork attitude.
Yes.
Attitude of cooperation. They wanted us to have an attitude of leadership.
Yes.
They wanted us attitude between rules and regulations and being detailed oriented. But they never, I don't remember them really putting that phrase together like that, like it's attitude determining altitude, so I'm not sure if that phrase was being used then in the 80s or not.
But it makes sense, though. It makes sense because, you know, I think people, I know for myself, it's the same way as probably you. I mean, I've gotten more jobs. I mean, they say you get a job, you send a resume to get a job, but I've gotten more jobs by just word of mouth, you know, people who knew my work and knew my brand and just say, well, no, we'd like to have you work for us. So I think your attitude really determines your reputation. And I know in our field, your reputation determines where you get a chance to work. I mean, I worked at universities. I don't have a PhD, but because of my attitude and also my teachability, I was able to fit into that. You know, again, So I do believe the attitude is everything, and the attitude that you carry with you, the attitude that people pick up on. So why have a negative attitude when a positive attitude is definitely a lot more appealing?
Exactly. It is more appealing. And my grandmother used to say that you can catch more bees with honey. Having that good attitude.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah.
More beneficial for you. Because we know a bee loves honey. And and in the military, I believe they were trying to show us that you'll get more done with a great attitude. You'll get further in this military game if you have a great attitude. I certainly learned it when I got over into the college setting is when I first started hearing that phrase, attitude determines your altitude, how far you go. But that was because I began to hang around motivational speakers. Because, unbeknownst to me, outside of a preacher being a motivational type speaker, definitely your professors, a lot of them are, especially the ones who teach, a lot of those courses like your college success seminars, though, we didn't call it that, when I was only in school starting 20 years ago. I know some was in a lot earlier before that. But those professors who taught those kind of courses were basically, a lot of them were motivational speakers. They were motivational speakers who wanted to teach on campus, and a lot of the adjunct professors had speaking courses. And they did motivation. So I heard a lot of phrases, during that time period.
That's so funny, because it's funny, because that's how I began my teaching career. I was doing a lot of motivational speaking, and one of the professors at the college that I worked at, I was a college administrator, but I had spoken at different places and whatnot, and he really liked what I was doing, and he said, did you ever think about, teaching a course? I said, never thought about it, He said, why don't you, he said, I have all these courses to teach, I just have too many courses to teach, and would you do me a favor? I said, I'll do you a favor. Would you teach a course for me? And I said, And I didn't know what the heck I was talking about, but you know what? He had faith in me, and sometimes you have to believe in other people's faith in you to motivate yourself. And so he said I could do it, so I told my wife I'm going to be doing it, And I did
I
it at one time.
I know, kind of going out toward the end there, Terry.
We
heard they have faith.
And I taught that one course, and I never looked back. It was almost like deja vu, as though I hadn't done it before. He felt I could do it, and so I got in there and I did it, and I enjoyed it, and I began my teaching career in 1986, and I've been doing it ever since. So again, this goes to show that sometimes people pick up on a positive attitude and they propel you forward because they like what you're doing,
That is awesome. Well, for those of you who are just tuning in, you might realize that, they're still on the air. Yeah, so we've been doing an hour on the air probably since last Wednesday. Last Wednesday we had a guest on, and we actually needed an hour, and we needed to have several slots on the phone line. Our guest was calling in, was an author, author of Fit, Fine, and Fabulous. And she's out of Dr. Loreen Wisham. She's out of Texas, and so her time zone is different. But she was our guest last Wednesday, so we had to go to an hour show.
And it's so funny that you have her on your program, because I have her on my
go
Kindle. It's so funny that you have her on your show.
For whatever reason, I know there's a little static there in your line, but we'll just keep pushing forward until you come back in. Right now, we can hear you.
Yeah, I was just saying that you're a speaker. I got a chance to read her book. I have it on my Kindle, as a matter of fact.
Okay, great.
And I found that she was just phenomenal. How did you meet her, as a matter of fact? I'm curious.
Oh, yes. I have several people that I work with that do refer their clients to me. So her publicist contacted me, and I've interviewed other authors that this publicist works with. So from time to time, she, Pam Perry, will contact me and ask me to interview one of her clients. but her and Phil Andrews and a few others will contact me from time to time, or I could contact them anytime I want. Just as sometimes I get my, I got many things going on, so I can't always, reach out like that. And as soon as I get an assistant, hint, hint.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we can work it. But what's so funny is that can you hear me?
I can now. Yes.
Yeah. What's so funny is that I as well as you, we're in a great position. I mean, because we attract these people. Because like I said, it's so funny that you're talking about Dr. Lauren Wisham, because I have her book right here in front of me, Fit, Fine, and Fabulous in Career, Business, and Life. And
yes.
Again, I just knew her because I have her book on my Kindle. And I don't know how I got, how I got this book, but I think, again, I go back to what Jim Rohn always said, and I love his quote. He says that what Jim Rohn said was that to be successful, you have to be an attractive person. You have to be an attractive person. And what he means by attractive is not so much being handsome or beautiful, but to be attractive is to attract to you these things. And so, again, when I talk to you and you talk about these people in these books, and I read these books, I am attracting into my life this good information. So, again, I commend you Dr. Lauren, and I commend you for other people that you have contact with. We really need to attract these people into our lives and share this wisdom with our listeners. So, again, I think you're a very attractive person because you're attracting good things into your life. And so, again, I just feel that you're doing what you need to do, Lisa, and I really commend you for getting this information out to the people that need it. And we all need it. It's just so funny that we don't realize it until we get it,
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for saying I'm attractive. I appreciate that. That story, and we'll, get some other people on. We're looking to do it. We're excited. We have some callers. Then on Friday, we have open mic.
Open mic.
What that means for All About Entrepreneurs is that individuals who do have a product or service as part of their business, they're able to call in. They'll have the whole hour to shamelessly promote this service. And I took that title from a woman who has a Shamelessly Promote Your Business conference, which I hope to go to one year down in Florida.
That's great.
She hosts 3-year Shamelessly Promote You, and she teaches the people how you have to market your, just like you have to market your business, yourself. Everything has to be marketed. But some other good things that you said, all of it's good, but one other point that I wanted to touch on was this this notion of, you being able to really coach yourself.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I Facebook that I'm a coach. Somebody asked me, which sport do you coach? And I was like, which team or something like that. And I don't coach a sport unless you call working a sport.
or life is a sport.
Right. The sport of life.
Yes.
That's pretty funny. So, yeah, but we're excited because we're doing it a little bit longer on Sunday. I'll see how well we're able to do an hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So, since my class starts at 8:20 morning, and I have to be all the way downtown Newark in the neck, so I'm not sure if I'll be able to stay on for an hour starting at 7. I don't see how that is going to work, since I will probably need a good 40 minutes driving time to get to the high school there in Newark. So that's what's going on there, and we'll see what the semester holds. We got our business class that we'll be teaching, and then the college success seminar, teaching a couple of those. Also teaching the at least one public speaking course, and then teaching the Release Your Power class for those of you who would like to register for the Release Your Power class being taught at Essex County College. or if you would like to take, get this class I'm teaching, Terry, I developed coaching, the new career skill.
That's great. That's great.
I know you got something to say about that.
Well, you know, it's so funny with the coaching. I mean, you know, Les Brown says, you know, that most people who are successful, all they need is a little coaching.
Yeah, really.
That's all. Just, I mean, and it's so funny because I was laughing at your story about what the woman said. What sport do you coach? And I think what happened is just that life is such a up and down situation that we need to be coached through lives. And a lot of times our parents were those who did the coaching. But what if you didn't have parents? And right now many of us are adults, and you know, I've been blessed to have my mother, my father still with me. But you know, what if you don't have that? You know, so we need to maybe have someone, because sometimes we can't be objective about ourselves. You know, we need somebody to look at us objectively, and then give us that advice. And so coaching is definitely the new career, and really the new service that we offer people, and it's really needed at this particular time.
Yeah, so that's good to know. I'll look less up on some of that. But, yeah, you're successful. You just need a little coaching. So
yeah,
I love that. I've been sensing that, doing that. I just didn't know what to call it. So thank you for sharing that, Terry, and let me put a phrase with it, because I know it's what I've been doing. I've been seeing it. I've been watching it. I've been seeing people come to me that were already successful. They just needed that a little bit. Some needed a little. Some needed a little more than others. And I actually have some that are even in almost a six-month, it's really a life class. They really have very own life.
Well, that's it. You know, I have one of my best friends who is computer wizard. He's helped me set up some things for my business, helping me to do the things I need to. I'm not as tech savvy as he is, but he's come in and he's put my schedule on the computer. I mean, he's doing different things for me. He's helped me develop a electronic press kit, which is a press kit that's just to be sent out to different colleges and whatnot, you know, for referrals for speaking engagements. So sometimes you really have to understand that, you know, you may be limited in what you can do, but it's always someone else who can help you. And that all goes back to really using the resources that you have available to you. Sometimes we don't realize what we have available to us because we don't really tell our friends and families what we need. So what you're doing, Lisa, is a very positive service, is a very important service, and we need to do that for each other. We really do.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. I hope people really, you know, take this and run with it. Hey, you're successful. You just need a little coaching.
That's
it. Hey, I like it. I really love that.
Just a little bit, that's all.
That's good. I absolutely love it. I got to write Mr. Les and let him know how much I love that. But I can't wait. I can't wait. I'll be opening up all of my speeches now with that. You're already successful. According to Les Brown, you're already successful. You just need a little coaching. I'll be opening up every speech with that. I believe. It's what I've thought. I know. It's the reason. I tell you, thank you so much, Terry. That really makes my day.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for accepting that and running with it. I appreciate that. And we'll talk some more because we really need to do some more things together, you know.
Well, Terry, you know, I tell you, you know, Release Your Power is on the move. We're doing big, humongous things with power. The coaching, I'm telling you, has turned into a life class. We have several people who have signed up for this life class because of the things I believe, like what you just said. When you can attract, think about it. Dunkin' Donuts wouldn't sell not one donut if they did not have the ability to attract you into their shop. McDonald's. That special sauce would mean nothing.
That's right.
They cannot attract you to get there. And so I think you're hitting on some very, very powerful topic right there with entrepreneurs. any business. I don't care. You could be the Cadillac dealer. The Cadillac dealer can't get a single Cadillac off that lot if they don't first find a way to attract you to get
there. Exactly. It's like a magnet, you know, because you're drawing into you the people. And that's why I say, like with life, you know, we talk about the law of attraction, you know. I mean, I do believe that as you move toward your journey, you will attract the people along the way that you need to make you move to the next level. I don't think that you and I met by accident. You know, I don't think that that professor asked me to teach that one class by accident. I don't believe that you or I are where we're at by accident. I think it's all our destiny. And we will attract people along the way to help us take it further. So, yeah, this is a very exciting journey. One of the things I did in my when I was away on the cruise, I had opportunity really to just do some deep thinking, you know, because I left my phone home. I left most of my devices home. I just wanted to just be with my family, experience Barbados and St. Kitts and St. Martin and San Juan, Puerto Rico, and just really be in the moment. But you know what? But just sometimes just changing your direction or changing your environment really opens up your mind and your heart for different things, and that's what I did. So I'm back with a lot of great ideas and things I want to put into practice.
That's good. And you see, no matter how much time we have, we always go over. Now we had an hour and we're over, but that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Professor Terry, for sharing this powerful, life-changing, motivating information with us today. Attitude is everything, and you are already successful. You just need a little coaching.
Now, that's it. Right. Thank you.
Motivate yourself. Activate yourself. Accelerate yourself. Just do it. You can do it. I believe you. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's topic is failures by belief. Beliefs. So a lot of people are out there feeling, a lot of times we'll look at the belief system to see if we can get a handle on this thing. So take care, everyone, and enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you back. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, let me. What's the English 101?
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.